You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Did you watch the bombastic closing ceremony from the Olympics?
About 45 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Hey.
No, I'm so tapped on the Olympics, but I did do all the catch up this morning. So yes, Tom Cruise was epic, bro.
You got the big Tom Cruise jumping from the ceiling of the arena, then getting on a motorcycle, and then driving into the back of a transport plane, and then parachuting out of the plane.
I mean, it was cute. It's cute,
I guess. Then we got music from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Snoop, Dre.
Yeah, I did watch that one.
Saw that? Okay.
I did see that.
With the actual sports, you know, the Olympics are about sports. The U.S. finished way out in front in total medal count. Won the gold in men's basketball, women's basketball for the 8th straight time, winning the gold medal. I would call that dominance.
Yeah.
Won the gold medal in women's soccer. In fact, when I was looking at the medal count, the women carried the United States in these Olympics. More golds, more overall medals. We also picked up a few more medals in sports like track and field, stuff like that. The 2026 Winter Olympics will be held in Italy. Hey, what's the matter, you? Now, that is assuming they can finish building all the venues, and they say that's not a sure thing.
Yeah.
I was reading some story this morning that said the Winter Olympics are, well, I guess less than 2 years away. And they are wondering if some of the events are going to have to take place in other countries in Europe. Or, are you ready for this? Lake Placid, New York.
Oh.
So, people who buy tickets to go to Italy for the Olympics might have to get on a plane and come back to the States to see some of the events.
Well, that doesn't seem right at all.
What a mess.
What the heck?
And then in 2028, the Summer Olympics, as we all know by now, moving to L.A. Broncos won their opening preseason game. Did Nicole watch any of that?
No, gosh, we were mad as hell. Well, mostly her, because we couldn't get it. The streaming service that we subscribe to says the NFL Network was shut down in our area for some reason. And then we also on that streaming service, YouTube TV, we don't get Channel 20, so we couldn't watch it on 20.
Duh.
We had nowhere to watch it, and she was going off. She's like, I can't watch a local football game of my team. I can't get it anywhere.
You're going to have to hook up one of those old-fashioned antennas.
That's what I told her.
TV.
Like, we better get an antenna then.
Anyway, Broncos won their opening preseason game. Now they're going to play again this weekend, this time at Mile High Stadium against the Green Bay Packers.
According to the socials, that Bo Nix did pretty good. Everyone seemed pretty happy with this
kid. He had a decent
kid.
Game.
Yeah, everyone seemed happy.
The Rockies did something remarkable yesterday. The Rockies scored 7 runs in the 8th inning to come back and beat the Atlanta Braves at Coors Field. It's the most runs they've scored in any inning this year. So, look, we bash them quite a bit. So when they have a good game, when they come back and win, I feel like we should give them some props.
Yeah.
Dating apps. Yes, they're still huge. If you've been on them at all, then you've probably figured out by now that some of the people on there are just not honest. They ask people on dating apps to rate their experiences on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being no honesty whatsoever, 10 being the most honest, and they have found that overall, the people they've encountered averaged out to a 5.1. Mm-hmm. What that means is, half the stuff you find on dating apps is pure BS.
Of course.
5.1 out of 10 on honesty. You want the most honest people? South Dakota. And even they were only like a 7.5, but still. The least honest dating people on dating apps, New Yorkers. They scored a 3.4. So 2/3 of everything on dating apps with people in New York is all fiction.
Gosh. I think I saw something too. Crazy. Was it the hottest people too coming out of South Dakota? Maybe that was a different story. I was trying to find it.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, something about the hottest people.
The most attractive people are in South Dakota?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Huh.
Yeah.
I wonder what they attribute that to.
I don't know.
Just clean living?
I guess, maybe.
Science news. Researchers say they have come up with a new bandage that not only, because you know the whole idea of a bandage, you put it on to protect a wound so it doesn't get infected, get re-injured or anything like that. But now they have come up with an electrical stimulation bandage. It's got electrodes on one side, a biocompatible battery on the other side. Ooh. Anyway, what this electrical stimulation does is it helps your wound to heal sometimes 30% faster. That's really cool news. And they say these are going to be, and I'm using their word, inexpensive. Jeremy, I guess we'll have to see what that translates to. And they're trying to hurry it up through clinical trials. We could soon have bandages on the market that you put it on, and it actually heals your wound faster.
My daughter needs this because they went to Slick City this weekend, and she was going down one of the big slides and did a face plant and scraped all the skin off the bridge of her nose, like from her eyebrows down to the tip of her nose. So she's got just this giant red scab going all the way down just in time for the first day of school at the end of the week.
She's got a skid mark. Kind of looks she like her underwear.
Wham! She hit her face and just peeled all the skin off.
Make sure you keep those photos.
Poor little peanut. Yeah.
And then in movie news, Deadpool and Wolverine has officially passed the $1 billion mark at the global box office. They say probably within the next day or two, it will pass Joker as the number one R-rated movie of all time. And we ought to point out that here's a fun household to be in. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, they were 1-2 at the box office this weekend. Deadpool and Wolverine number one, and then Blake Lively's movie It Ends With Us scored $50 million to come in number two.
It's good to be them.
They are the power couple, aren't they?
It is good to be them.
The power couple. What else is trending?
Well, trending locally, we should give a little shout out. Hello and good morning to all the kiddos heading back to Cherry Creek. Cherry Creek School District is going back to school this morning, so you're going to see a lot of BMWs and Range Rovers dropping off kids today, running in with their little Louis Vuitton backpacks and all organic lunches and water bottles filled with sparkling water. So a big shout out to all the Cherry Creek kids going back this morning. I'm going back just a step for the Olympics. If you haven't seen this yet, this was the biggest viral moment of the weekend. Find the video of the Australian breakdancer Rachel Gunn. Yes. Went viral for her Olympic performance that earned her 0 points. It was so bizarre. I don't know what I watched when I saw this performance. It had to have been a joke or something, but it was so, so bad.
So Gretchen kept a completely straight face when she had her phone.
So
and
bad.
She said, here, she goes, I want you to watch a performance in the Olympics. And I started watching it, and finally I'm looking at her like, is this some sort of joke?
I mean, it was the
she
most
goes, no,
ridiculous.
That's an actual Olympic athlete performing.
And now they're talking about pulling that event and everything because of this person who either was just really bad or actually just using this as a joke platform. So now they're even talking about removing that from the Olympics.
She's going to end up making millions off
millions,
of this, don't you
figure? Ton of parody videos this weekend and memes and all that. The second big story is a lot of the Olympians are saying that their medals are already showing signs of deterioration. They're starting to like look rusty and flaky and really bad. I posted a link on our Facebook from one skateboarder who won the bronze, and it just looks like that thing's been sitting out in the sun for 15 years. It looks really, really bad. So that's trending. The big buzz on the socials, besides the breakdancer, was the big D23 event that happened. That's Disney's big event where they showcase everything coming out. So much stuff coming out from Disney. They're getting some new rides in the Adventure Campus in Disney, California. There's going to be a Coco ride and Avatar Land there. Disney, California is going to get an audio animatronic Walt Disney that's going to do a show there. So it looks like the real dude standing there and talking to you about Disney. Walt Disney World's Hollywood Studios is getting a Monsters, Inc. land, which sounds pretty cool. Two new Cars rides and a Villains land. I like the Villains land idea. I saw the mock-ups and the sketch. It looked really, really cool. And then Dom, of course, a bunch of sequels. Frozen 3, Zootopia 2, Toy Story 5, Incredibles 3, another Tron. They released the trailer for Snow White. Moana 2 was big there. The Rock was there. Freakier Friday's coming out. I mean, the list goes on and on and on with what is coming out from Disney. It was kind of spectacular, actually. I'm not going to lie. I got kind of excited for a couple of them. Incredibles 3.
I'm getting excited Incredibles because 3. Of my Disney stock.
I know. I know, right? I mean, so many sequels, but that's kind of what Disney's known for.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. Listen to this guy. He's a Marine vet in New Jersey. Justin O'Donnell set a new world record for playing World of Warcraft for 3 days straight. Played it for 78 hours and 30 minutes.
No sleep breaks.
No sleep breaks. 5 minute breaks every hour, which he just kind of ate and played with his dog a little bit. That's a lot of video game time. Why? Was there a reason for this? I guess it's just a world record. Why would you do this to yourself?
When I was playing Legend of Zelda with my son when he was young, I felt like we could have gone 3 or 4 days nonstop.
Yeah. I guess if you're into it and you don't have a girlfriend and nothing else to do, you're like, why not? Let's break this record. Hey, this is kind of eye-opening for you folks out there with dogs who like to chew on things. This video exploded online over the weekend. It came out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. A house fire was caught on an indoor camera because the dog, the owners were out of the house, and the dog went over and pulled the battery, like one of those big batteries, like a brick, you know, that you can recharge your phone on, pulled the battery off the counter and started gnawing on it on his bed. And if you poke holes in those lithium ion batteries, they catch on fire. And so this dog is sitting there chewing on the battery and pop, pop, starts popping, and it sets his bed on fire and sets the entire living room on fire. Oh, and there was two dogs in the room, and they're both just standing there watching the fire. And luckily nobody was hurt, and the firefighters came and put everything out. But it's just kind of funny to watch those dogs and their reaction, like, what did we do? What did we do? So anyway, check out that video. It's on our Facebook. Here's your Fat America.
Get in my belly!
So just in time for back to school, the Thomas's English Muffin brand has a line of mini bagels that have a new limited edition mashup with Fruit Loops sugary cereal mashed up and baked into the bagels, it sounds like. Two of the mini bagels has just shy of 300 calories and 10 grams of sugar. You gonna eat that, Dom?
It's not for me.
Oh, and then real quick, since I teased this, a truck in Idaho on Friday, two trucks in Idaho, crashed. One was carrying manure, and it caught on fire. And then another truck carrying molasses plowed into the back of the manure truck. So you had manure on fire and molasses going everywhere. So imagine that mixture on the highway. Ew.
Clickbait.
Hey, make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a TikTok video of the worst proposal ever. It's a dude in Russia that had a bunch of ski-masked friends pull up in a van and pretend to, like, hijack the vehicle. It was like a terrorist situation. And then he hopped out at the end and proposed to his girlfriend. And people online this morning are calling it the worst proposal ever.
Agreed.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.